Jasper Millar, partner in and chair of Drinker Bittelen REIT's Employee Benefits and Executive Compensation Practice. Welcome to DBR's new podcast series, ERISA at 45. During this series, we will explore how ERISA and related laws have impacted the employee benefits landscape and what you should be thinking about in the months and years ahead. Today, I'm speaking with Summer Conley, a partner in our LA office, and we're talking about health and welfare plan compliance. Welcome, Summer.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy to be here.
My first question for you, how has this area of ERISA evolved over the past few years?
Well, I think we've seen a lot of changes over the last few years in the welfare world. We've obviously been dealing with the ACA and trying to make sure that our plans are all complying with this. We've also had to address increasing costs. Overall, I think we've just seen much more focus on welfare plans than there ever used to be. Still, I don't think it's risen quite to the level of retirement plans, but welfare plans are becoming a big component of an employer's offerings to its employees.
What are the current trends that you're seeing in this area?
There's always a lot of stuff going on, and a few things that we've been seeing most recently. You know, we've had a number of clients receiving letters from the IRS regarding their 1094 and 1095C filings. These are the filings, you know, related to the employer shared responsibility requirements and the requirement that you offer coverage to substantially all full-time employees. And, you know, we've had employers getting letters that are raising issues where they might owe millions of dollars. So far, we've all been able to address them through, you know, noting out mistakes that had occurred in the filings and addressing it that way. But it's important that I think that employers are on the lookout for these letters and making sure they're addressing them, because the IRS is actually reviewing these and sending them out to employers. We've also had employers addressing the letters they get from out-of-network providers. This is where an out-of-network provider's provision of services has been denied or hasn't been paid in full. And so we've had to address this with respect to the anti-assignment provisions in the plan. We've talked for years, I think, on the retirement side about the reasonableness of fees, and there's obviously a lot of litigation on that front. But I think employers, what they need to realize is that those fiduciary requirements and the fee reasonableness rules actually apply on the welfare side as well. So we've been talking to a number of clients about the need to make sure that they're keeping that in mind and doing periodic RFPs and considering that information. This was, you know, recently raised in the Acosta versus Chimes case, where they were claiming that the fiduciaries were not properly selecting and monitoring the service providers in the welfare plan context. DOL welfare investigations continue to be ongoing issues for clients, and it's important, I think, that employers think this about this and proactively monitor what their service providers are doing. You know, it's almost open enrollment time. It's the perfect time to be thinking about those notices that you send out with open enrollment, making sure you're properly communicating all the various different required pieces that need to go out to employees.
That's a lot to keep track of right now. What's been the impact on employers? How has it affected how they offer employee benefits?
I think to some extent it's a little overwhelming. You know, most benefits departments, I think, at employers are overworked. There's so much that they need to address, and they don't always have enough people to address it. And so they're just trying to cover as much as possible. But it's there's a lot to be thinking about. And for a long time, I think people really weren't focused on the welfare issues, and they really should, because there's a lot that they need to do and easy things that can be stepped over by mistake.
What do clients need to be aware of in the coming years?
I think they need to be continuing to watch how things progress with the ACA and kind of be looking out for the guidance as it continues to come out. We recently had the HRA regulations come out, might possibly offer some creative alternatives or different opportunities for employers to think about as far as how they're offering health coverage to their employees. And that may be, you know, a way that they can help address some of the rising costs that they're continually trying to address. We also had the recent executive order from President Trump that is telling the agencies to implement various different requirements in the health and welfare area. And so employers should be thinking about that. We already have one piece that came out so far dealing with preventative care. and different types of preventative care that won't necessarily exclude somebody from contributing to the HSA. So employers should be thinking and looking about that. Privacy is another big one. We've obviously had the HIPAA privacy rules out for quite some time now, and I think people kind of set it and forget it to some extent, where they've put in their policies and done it but aren't necessarily thinking about that. And it's important to kind of periodically check what you're doing from a HIPAA privacy standpoint, as the Office of Civil Rights is actively investigating these and does impose penalties for failure to comply. And the Department of Health and Human Services recently issued a request for information to gather some information to possibly make changes to the regulation. So it's not something that people should really forget about. It is still out there. And in California, we've coming soon is the California Consumer Privacy Act, that unless a proposed bill is passed, would actually include employee information. And so that's just another facet that employers need to be thinking about from a privacy standpoint.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Summer, for sharing your insights with us.
Happy to do it. Thank you.